We're still here at Concordia University, St. Paul, and we're about to hear a role play between Kayleen and Tom. Now, you heard Kayleen's testimony prior to Dr. Pickell's, and now we're going to hear how this works out in a real situation, in this case, a role play situation. Now, Tom, prior to talking with Kayleen here, had not been exposed to the training that we do. So he did not know the questions that would be asked him. But as he did role play, he kind of played along as though he didn't know all the answers.
Hi, we're out here today for educational purposes, and we're talking about spiritual things. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No, that's fine.
All right. Have you received one of these before?
No, I have not. What is this?
It's a Ten Commandments coin. Are you familiar with the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, we talk about them in my church. Yes.
So does that mean you have a spiritual background?
Yes, I go to church. I go to a non-denominational church, Assembly of God.
Okay. So do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No, that's fine. No, go ahead.
All right. For starters, do you think you're a good person?
Oh, I think I'm great, yeah.
Really? Would it be all right with you if I gave you a quiz to test it out, see if you're really good?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
All right, first question. Have you ever told a lie?
Yeah, I think so, a couple times.
All right, so that would make you a...
lie teller?
What's another word for a lie teller?
Oh, liar.
Yep. All right. Second question. Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
Not even like a little thing when you were little, like a little kid, stolen a toy from a sibling, maybe some candy, a test question?
Okay. I stole some candy from my mom once, yeah.
All right. So that would make you a...
thief?
Correct. All right. Third question. Have you ever used the Lord's name in vain?
Yes.
So what would that make you?
A blasphemer?
All right. Have you ever looked upon someone with hate in your heart?
Yeah, when I'm driving. Yes, yeah, yes.
The Bible tells us that even if we look upon someone with hate in our heart, we have committed murder. Even though we haven't physically done the act, we have still committed murder. So that would make you a...
I guess a murderer.
All right, so by your own admissions, you are a lying, thieving, blasphemous murderer. Is that correct?
Well, I guess, but if you put it that way, it makes me sound like a bad person.
So come Judgment Day, if you are standing before God, and he is, he looks at the list of all the things you have done, and he's telling people they can go into heaven or they're going to hell, where do you think he would send you?
I don't know. I don't know. To answer that question.
So you're concerned about that then?
Well, a little now that you brought it to my attention. I thought I was doing great and going to church and everything and just treating people nice and... yeah.